Thank you, Richard. We have our last batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox. A ridiculous safety row rumbles on. A plea comes from a city restaurant boss after a painful 10-table letdown, and pubs and bars prepare for the City of Ale Festival.
A controversial and lengthy roundabout revamp worth £4.4 million has been received positively by locals following months of major disruption. Motorists were allowed onto the Heartsease roundabout for the first time in nearly 8 months. The reconfigured five-way junction has been narrowed to one lane and several safety improvements have been introduced, including cycle paths and wider pedestrian crossings. A Norfolk Police spokeswoman confirmed no crashes had been reported in the first 4 days since the reopening. Derek Williams of the Norwich Cycling Campaign was previously outspoken about the changes being made, but said it worked quite well after riding his bicycle around it on the opening day. Drivers are still coming off the junction far too quickly, but it's a much better design now and an improvement on the extremely dangerous junction that was there before, he said.
Two major businesses have been told to stop their squabbling and get a pedestrian crossing built near a supermarket before someone gets hurt. Aldi opened in Longwater Retail Park in Cossie last July. Despite the expected pedestrian crossing in William Frost Way not being constructed, that led to barriers being placed in the centre of the busy 30-mile-an-hour dual carriageway to prevent people attempting to cross dangerously, which are still in place. Aldi previously tried to pull out of installing the crossing amid disagreements with housing developer Persimmon, leading to Norfolk County Council erecting the barriers. The crossing was included in Aldi's planning permission, leading to the situation being branded a mockery by frustrated locals. Gary Blundell, district councillor for the New Cossie ward, said, "I am deeply frustrated by the ongoing failure of both Aldi and Persimmon to fulfil their obligations. It's disheartening to witness large developers neglecting responsibilities, especially when they are directly linked to public safety. The fact that these conditions were agreed upon as part of the planning process yet remain unmet makes a mockery of the system. It's unacceptable that they are allowed to delay or disregard these crucial conditions without facing any consequences. Despite having the option to explore enforcement action due to the delay, South Norfolk Council says it is continuing to work with both parties on the issue. Both Aldi and Persimmon Homes declined to comment when contacted on multiple occasions by this newspaper. Persimmon Homes has provided a design and technical review of those drawings is close to being concluded. Once that's done, the necessary legal agreement enabling the developers to begin construction can progress."
A much-loved TV and radio presenter is heading to a Norwich venue on her upcoming tour. Fern Cotton is coming to the Assembly House in Theatre Street on Tuesday, June the 18th, 2024, with the event hosted by Waterstones Norwich. She will be discussing her quirky and compassionate debut novel, Scripted, and doors will open at 6:30 p.m. for a 7 p.m. start. In the book, Jade discovers a series of scripts enacting infuriating scenarios that are yet to happen. Cotton began her presenting career aged 15 with CITV before moving to the BBC, and she later became one of the last hosts of its flagship music show, Top of the Pops. She joined Radio 1 in 2005 and then moved over to Radio 2 in 2016. She is the author of the self-help books Happy, Calm, Quiet and Speak Your Truth, as well as volumes on healthy eating such as Cook Happy, Cook Healthy, Cook, Eat, Love and Happy Vegan. Tickets cost £10 or £25, including a copy of Scripted, available for collection on the night. Book tickets at waterstones.com/events.
The owner of a city restaurant has revealed her frustration after being let down by 10 table bookings in one night. Hannah Springham and her chef husband, Andrew Jones, have owned and run Farmyard in St. Benedict Street since 2017, which has been included in the Michelin Guide. The team was left stunned when 10 tables of diners, one of which was booked for 9 people, either cancelled at the very last minute or did not show up for dinner. This was a hugely significant number of diners for us and about a third of our tables for the evening, said Hannah. This is not something we are experienced to in this degree before 2020, and with all else we have to face in a difficult economic climate, this one feels particularly painful because it then becomes impossible to plan correctly for staffing and food ordering. Middleton's in Timber Hill spoke out in 2021 about the impact that no-shows were having on the business, with the issue not improving for city businesses. Hannah is resistant to the idea of taking a booking deposit, which she said would be a difficult decision for the restaurant to have to make.
Dozens of drivers have been caught not wearing a seatbelt during a police crackdown in Norfolk. During the two-week police operation, 183 vehicles were stopped and 229 offences were detected. Under Operation Tramline, police carried out patrols across the county's roads from April 13th to the 27th and resulted in the arrest of 3 people. Using a tractor unit as a vantage point, officers could look directly into the cabs of other lorry drivers and motorists to check they were wearing their seatbelts and not engaging in attention-distracting behaviour, such as using mobile phones or watching videos. The unusual tactic comes after a March campaign saw uniformed officers riding on first buses across the county to catch drivers on their phones.
A chance for Norwich punters to experience local beers is just around the corner. This year's City of Ale marks its 12th festival with new pubs on the roster of 52 alongside returning favourites between May the 23rd and June the 23rd. Phil Cutter, landlord of The Murderers, is a co-founder of the event. He said, "Norwich has a great variety of brilliant pubs and we have over 30 brewers that produce an array of great beers from amazing local produce. Fewer people have been going to pubs amid the cost of living crisis, but Phil feels that events like City of Ale encourage more people back into the city's popular boozers. New to the festival is the Beer Hatch in Wensum Street. The bottle shop opened last October to expand from its previous location in a former phone box on Tombland. The festival takes on added prominence this year due to the traditional Norwich Beer Festival being unable to run due to work at the halls. The Norwich and District branch of the Campaign for Real Ale, CAMRA, intends for the 46th edition of the festival to be held in October 2025.
The opening date for a creative new bar and kitchen in the city's lanes has been revealed. First Draft Bar and Kitchen will welcome diners through its door at 25B St Giles Street for the first time on June the 6th. The venue will specialise in experimental cocktails and restaurant pop-ups featuring guest chefs and bartenders on a temporary basis. Gastro veteran Ollie Cabuto will be helming the inaugural kitchen, offering regional Mexican food including tacos, chili, fried prawns and sorbets. Daisy Larkin, owner of First Draft, said, "We couldn't be happier to have Mal Del Puerco helping us launch our new place. Ollie's previous pop-ups sold out too fast, so we're delighted to be able to give him 12 nights and a full-scale kitchen to play with."
Well, it's time for Bridget and me to say goodbye now and hand over to Carolyn Sayer and Matthew Tucker for the next part of Chatterbox.